One word from the doctor had Matt Anderson putting his life on hold. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas. Matt's wife was diagnosed with cancer, and their well-worn daily schedule went out the window.
Sometimes I had a reputation for being borderline workaholic. Some might say I'm the poster child. There's nothing like the Lord saying, you will stop now, and you will sit on the couch next to your wife for the next 6 months, and you can't fly anywhere. You need to limit how many appointments you have. You can't go see sick people for while she's on chemotherapy, and you will stay there, and you'll take care of your wife. I don't recommend cancer. It's not something I would ever choose or pray for. In fact, I prayed the Lord would take it away from her and give it to me.
The beautiful part of the Anderson story is that their relationship with God blossomed in ways that they would have never imagined.
There's nothing like that to get you into Scripture. There's nothing like that to make you read the book and begin to read it. And I know the Message versions of the Bible are not the best for pulling it out, but there's something about reading the Message in the middle of a journey like that and realizing the Bible is a story. It's His story for us. And reading it and just letting it wash you and comfort you and remind you that He is there. I am the Lord your God. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be ye not afraid, for I am with you. I mean, the number of verses that just about the fact that, do you trust me? I would say the theme that came through the whole thing is, do you trust me? You say you do. Now prove it. Do you trust me? Do you trust me?
Philippians 4:7 promises that God's peace will exceed anything that we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and our minds as we live in Christ Jesus. Accept that promise.